You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
One of the most important figures of Good Friday is, of course, the crucifixion. And we are here, Christopher and I, before a painting from the workshop of Quentin Massis of the crucifixion. And it really is an extraordinarily powerful picture. In a way, the first thing that strikes you, although Christ and the community around the foot of the cross are clearly present, it's the landscape against which the cross is set. It has tremendous perspective. In the distance is a mountain. I wonder if the artist is suggesting the holy mountain on which God makes his appearance first to Israel. But the other thing that strikes me is the extraordinary busyness of the figures in the background. They're all going about their normal business, leaving Jerusalem or going towards Jerusalem. And that, for me, says a great deal, because it says, here is something which changes the world. Here is a drama and a suffering which is about the redemption of the world. And clearly here's a deeply personal drama as we look at the figures and the way in which they react. John, the beloved disciple, then there's Mary Magdalene, then there's the older Mary, and then there's Mary, the mother of God herself, as they react to this profound suffering of Christ. The rest of the world goes on about its normal business, as if this is almost an everyday occurrence and not worth taking much notice of. The thing that strikes me, Christopher, is two faces in this. First of all, there is the extraordinary face of Christ, which is in deep shadow and deep pain, and there's an intensity about that. And the other face, which parallels it almost, is the face of Mary, which is serene, and she has her hand raised almost in blessing. Does that strike you as well?
It does, actually. That word serenity, I think, is so vital to our reflection and the painting. And it's almost as if two worlds collide here, brought together by the serenity and the peace and the reconciliation of the cross. Because you have the sort of the political, that all the soldiers and the people who are just simply bystanders, almost untouched by the crucifixion, walking away as if back to the city. And yet coming on the left-hand side from the distance, carrying a ladder, or almost this new community drawn to the cross, as if this is where now life begins. You can see the, sort of the tomb almost just behind the cross. But I think that serenity that is around that community, that encapsulates that community clinging to the cross, not in a kind of a desperation. I think there is sadness there is grief there. But I think with the advent of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus coming almost in the background to take care of the dead Christ, what we get is a sense that this isn't the end, but this is the beginning.
There's also this other feature. In the foreground is a skull. And of course, that's clearly meant to say to us, we are in the presence of death. But then there's that wonderful contrast, because although we have death, which awaits all the activities that are going on in this picture, nevertheless, we have the birth of life in Christ.
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by ClyftonDiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning ClyftonDiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk.